It's 7:30 a.m. in front of the San Francisco Federal Building. We have civil disobedience occurring as protesters attempt to shut down the building after George Bush has initiated Congress to follow his steps in a war against Iraq. Protesters are staging a sit-in in front of the main entrance. Riot police are attempting to clear the sidewalk. There are about 100 protesters. Police are now arresting people who are sitting and blocking the sidewalk. I'm standing here talking to local punk rock god, Matt. So what do you think about this whole situation?
It's awesome, man. What did you ask me? What do I think about what?
The situation.
Oh, it's intense. It's intense out here. Cops are dragging people off. Getting a little rough, but the people are staying peaceful. Keep the music going. Not in our name, no blood for oil.
Eloquent as always. Action Center. So why would you be standing in locked arms in front of the federal building on this day in this place?
Well, I think it's a day of protest against the decision of Congress to give Bush the authority to go to war. Not that he was really needing it, but it's more political support for what will be a war, recolonization, a war for big oil. And it's only the people that can stop the war, and we got to start to prove that today and go on with more and bigger demonstrations. It's very important people are out here today saying no to their vote in Congress.
What's going to happen on October 26th?
Well, October 26th, we're expecting the biggest anti-war demonstrations thus far. We're expecting to see hundreds of thousands of people in Washington, San Francisco, and cities around the world that day saying no to Bush's war, no to any war against Iraq.
So you're not buying the line that this is a war against terrorism?
Well, it obviously isn't. It's clear that what the U.S. is interested in the Middle East, what it's interested in Iraq, has nothing to do with September 11th. It doesn't even have anything to do with the Gulf War of 12 years ago. It has to do with controlling the world's oil resources and taking control of them for the sake of the big U.S. oil companies.
All right. Thanks. All right, so people have been arrested. Do you know how many people have been arrested?
I'm not sure how many have been arrested altogether. It looked like this morning that we had at least 50 people that were willing to be arrested, blockade. And they seem to have started arrest here at the back door, the Turk Street entrance. They've been a little bit rough on people. Everybody's been completely nonviolent and peaceful, but it seemed like they were kind of handling people pretty roughly when they were handcuffing them. They were kind of kicking a few people who were trying to actually join the people that were getting to be arrested. But aside from that, it's kind of going pretty calmly and smoothly. And it's just great energy and great turnout. Lots and lots of people here.
So, once again, what are people staging the civil disobedience for?
protest against the vote yesterday in both the House and the Senate to give Bush basically unlimited power to wage war in Iraq. And we're here to say that we don't want that war, and that there's a lot of strong opposition in the U.S. to war in Iraq, and that opposition is going to be heard regardless of what Congress decides to do. That Bush cannot go into war in Iraq without really having uprisings in the street. And the reason we're here at the federal building and basically closing it down is to say this government is illegitimate. It's not reflecting the will of the people. The president we have in office was not elected by the people. And we want to stop the work of the government for a day and stop this headlong rush into war that nobody wants.
All right. We've all been through this process again. Are you optimistic? I'm looking around, and most of the people here are very young, probably weren't doing this 10 years ago during the last round with Iraq.
It's exciting to me to see how many young people have come out and turned out for this. There's people here from many of the different campuses around the Bay Area. Last night we had a great nonviolence training with probably like 100, 150 people, most of whom had never done anything like this before. For a lot of people, this is the first time they've done something like this, and I think people just really feel very strongly about this issue and want to take a strong stand in some way. And it's very touching to me to see that people are really willing to put themselves on the line like this.
Is there a central group or organization, or is this just
This is a coalition that came together 3 days ago from groups from Nine in Our Name, Berkeley Stop the War, Global Exchange, ANSWER. I work with a group called RANT, which is Root Activist Network of Trainers that does trainings and support for organizing in the Bay Area. So there's a group called Code Pink, which is a call for women to take action and do women's preemptive strikes for peace. So it's really just a convergence of a lot of the different groups that have been working on this issue.
All right. Thanks.
If anyone's willing to join this blockade, they're a little short and are looking for a few more people to join them. Please link up at the end.